Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and hopefully you're watching me on Inspired Choices Network or any other platform out there that is live streaming me. If you are, please reach out, comment, send me an email, reach out to me on social media, Sandy Bird. And that is Sandy. If you really found me, you know it's spelled Sandy with two E's and the bird is with a Y. And if you want to ever reach out to me, because I do get a lot of people reach out to me on social media, your best bet to reach out to me is at Sandy, those two E's, bird, B-Y-R-D, coach at gmail.com, because I answer more so those emails than some of those social media questions that I get about some of my shows. So with further ado, I am Sandy Bird. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a coach that transforms your life and also works on developing who you want to be. Either if you are just stuck, I am the person to use my magic wand to help you figure out the way to get you unstuck. And if you are in that transitional period of your life where you are an empty nester, or you've gone through a divorce, or you're grieving from the loss of a loved one, I am also that coach for you that is going to help you transition into the new phase of your life, how to regain that joy and happiness that you are meant to have in life. See, a lot of us go through life and don't realize that when we are brought into this world and into this body, the one thing we're supposed to have is joy and happiness. Now, I understand you can't have it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you can have it the majority of the time once you start letting go of the outside distractions. The outside distractions, outside limitations, outside judgment, which is what this topic is about, that we live with day to day. When we get rid of even the monkey mind that tells us we're no good, or those false beliefs, or those false values, or those conversations we have with ourselves 70,000 times a day about, I am not worthy, I'm not valued, I am not pretty, I'm not smart, I'm not rich, I am poor. All those conversations are what I work with you on, what you can start reprogramming yourself. I do have three programs out there on my website, which is sandybird.com, and that is Unleash Your Authentic Self, Thriving Through Forgiveness, and Unleash Your Authentic Self, Thriving Through Forgiveness, and Listen to Me, Empowerment, Finding the Empowerment Within. Each program is designed for you and only you. And if you follow me on any social media or any platform, LinkedIn or anything, you will find out, or if you're watching my show, that I have a lot of experience personally in my life with a lot of what you're going to work on in your life. So when it comes down to trust and safety, I am that person. I would never tell your story. That is up for you to either tell your story or tell me to tell your story. But no, I have enough of my own lifetime story to talk about it. Maybe one day a book to come out about it. But that is who I am. I am Sandy Bird. And as a coach, it's all about us working side by side as a team. It's not me giving you the solutions to your life, because your life is not the same as mine. I'm a square, you're a circle. We can work side by side, but my answers for my life are not the same for yours. And that's the same thing for the people around you. If you are struggling with feeling like you've got to, sorry, there's a piece of hair on my sweater. If you feel like you've always got to be in control of everybody else around you, it's also working with me to let go of that. Let go of that control. Everyone has to live their own life, especially if you have a husband or children or a parent. They have got to come up with their own decisions about their own life. The only person you can work on changing is yourself. And I am one to tell you, you think you can change everybody around you, and no. Only you can change your life. And you're the only one that can make that decision. And that's why I do a lot with trauma and addiction, because addiction is also one of those things. We can always tell those people around us that we want them to get help, but it's up to them. But there is also a level of when you are wanting to change yourself and you have someone in your family that traumatizes you or is an addiction, it's also learning to set up healthy boundaries and also not enabling them. You can still love somebody who's going through an addiction and set up boundaries with them, but there's a difference with enabling them. There's a difference with a boundary and there's a difference with enabling them. So that's what kind of coach I am. I am a coach that is not going to, if you're coming to me and you want to say that I want to quit my job and because everyone around me is miserable, it's not about everyone. Why are you miserable? What can we do to get you to thrive back in your life? What can we do to make you authentic? What can we do to maybe find the empowerment that you need within yourself with that job? Or with that parent, or with that spouse, or with yourself, or with your children or grandchildren. Because I love the conversations I have with many people, but when you come to me and you tell me it's all about them and not about me, the person talking to me is me or you, not them. So it's working with you, yourself, to figure out what it is to better your life. Because if you're being drawn down or being put down by somebody, how can we find the empowerment within you to bring yourself back up? So without further ado, now that I've talked all about that, but like I said, you can always reach out to me if you are ready to get on a coaching or a connection conversation. You can actually go to my website, sandybird.com, see what programs I have to offer, and do a connection conversation that way. Or you can always send me an email and I can send you the link to a connection conversation. I do have that email, Sandy at Emotional Elevator, but the one that is really focused on with emails is sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. So without further ado, like I said, tonight's topic, and I'm going to read it to you, is all about conquer fear, authentic living beyond judgment. What would your life look like if you stopped fearing judgment? How often do you hold back your true self to fit others' expectations? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, Sandy Bird, the host, explores how the fear of judgment holds us back and shares strategies of embracing authenticity in all aspects of life. Discover how to show up fully as yourself, turn vulnerability into strength, and thrive by owning your truth. Right there, those are some of my programs. Thriving Through Your Truth, which is thriving through forgiveness, and showing up as your authentic self. And it's okay to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is a strength. And that is what some of the scenarios I want to start out with is when sometimes we think about others judging, sometimes we're judging ourselves. See, I always love how the topics, I came up with these topics a month ago for my show, and it's always amazing how either the night before my show or days before the show, this ends up being a topic for myself and mostly a topic with others around me, people I'm coaching groups I'm in. It becomes such a big topic. And one of the reasons this was a big topic for me is I had an epiphany recently. So I've talked a lot about my world before I became a coach. And my world has always been in restaurant, retail management. I started out at a very young age, 17, starting to manage. I was managing pools. And then I went to college, social work. It didn't make enough money for me. And I was just coming out of trauma. It would not fit my traumatized state of mind. So I was always in restaurants and I always trained in restaurants. Well, I went into restaurant training, corporate training, and wrote some SOPs. And I never valued that. And last night it came down to me, or came to me, like the light came on, the bulb came on, and it was because I didn't feel worthy enough about my own self. So I never promoted what I did, and I've done some powerful things, from being bar manager to starting Bartender's Ball to doing community fundraising by doing bartending events. I've done restaurants where we had a night of giving. I've done many things in my career. And I still have people to this day that reach out to me and want to meet up with me every year. And then when they're going for a job, want me to write a letter of recommendation. I've written letter of recommendations for people going to school for their doctorate. And it made me realize that I have not seen the value in my jobs because of fear of judgment. It's the same thing as when I first started my show, because it's live, that I had to be perfect and proper and had to have this makeup on and look apart that I am not. I've done photo shoots that I've never put out there because they were never me. I am not going to present myself as someone I'm not. And it was my own self-judgment that I didn't do it. And it was also that I always felt others judged me. And I realized that this is such a big topic because now, and a lot of people say, once you turn 50, you don't give an F. I'll just say give an F. I don't give a frank, because it kind of is true. How I want to show up is how I want to show up, and it's my authentic self. Because what is worse than me coming on here being looking like a 50-year-old beauty queen, and then you get on a call with me and I look like I've just been ran over by the garbage truck? Me looking like I ran over by the garbage truck is my authentic self. It's really not, but I'm just saying, like, I first started coaching and I came on calls and I made sure I looked good and I looked this sitting up tall, this part. That's not who I authentically is, because I was afraid of being judged that if I didn't look a certain way, that people would not see my value as a coach. And that is what fear of, sorry, now I got to. A bug in my throat. Still recovering from a very severe flu, but that is what it is, the fear of judgment. And that is sometimes my own insecurities, and it's also others' insecurities, because sometimes when someone says something, like I've had, excuse me, multiple coaches in my life that tell me how I should show up. And I've been like, no, that's not me. That is not who I am. And I realized that it's their own insecurities within themselves wanting to put it on me, because I was secure within myself. So that is another thing about conquering fear about authentic living beyond judgment, is it's your own judgment and how you want to show up, not how others want you to show up, and not what societal expectations are. And since it's almost time for our first break, we are probably going to go to that break so that I can catch this hairball or this frog that has jumped down my throat for tonight. And when we come back, I will definitely dive into the fear of judgment, and we will get into strategies on how to start living your authentic life beyond judgment. So let's go to that break. You are joining me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator. Yes, I do have a frog in my throat tonight. So thank you.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I was waiting for me to come back to see if the frog was still there, but I think it's gone. This is great to be on live TV and talking about conquering fear, being authentic, if living beyond judgment. Because I'm still going to go on, and even though I do have been dealing with some sickness within myself, that creates that. And yes, I do sometimes feel like, oh my gosh, you know, what if things start happening in front of people, how are they going to see me and judge me? And this is a great topic because it's what society expectations, what spiritual expectations, past expectations, it has everything to do with expectations of others and not necessarily of myself. See, tonight I'm drinking something that, because I really haven't wanted to eat that much today, and whenever I would take this out in public, I was a little bit fearful of the judgment. And because it's a turmeric banana smoothie with banana, turmeric, ginger, all of that, but I like it. And yes, there are times in my life where I've been like, this is something that helps my body. And when people go, ooh, weird, I took that on. I took that on and did not share things that can benefit your body that you like. And if anyone out there, and this is where fear of judgment, and this is why a lot of people, if you've seen me on other people that you might know social media, is there is a shirt that I wear a lot. And I want to get more shirts. And I want to say it was at Down Syndrome. I do a lot of charitable work and do a lot of 5Ks. And it was disability is not seen by its visibility. And it basically is saying that there's a lot of people out there that we judge them because of what we think instead of getting to know them. And that is another thing with judgment and being authentic, because sometimes I do have physical limitations. I don't really share that a lot because I never want to be judged. And that is not fair to others who have gone through some physical limitations in their life and might struggle with things that when we don't feel we can be authentic because of that judgment. And sometimes it is our own insecurities of judgment, or maybe it is being judged. But it's also telling yourself that sometimes when people come up to you and judge you, why are you acting that way? Or why are you shaking your head? Or, you know, why this or that? It's their own insecurities, not understanding. So help them to understand. So what I would like to do in this moment is, when is a time when you felt you were judged? And how did that change the course of your life, maybe? Because we go through that a lot, even as children, which forms that judgment in our head. And I talk a lot about this on all my shows, is that first time you raised your hand in class and you thought, oh, pick me, and you said an answer and everyone's laughing, and teacher's like, no, that's the wrong answer. And because somebody might have laughed, now you're judging yourself that you don't know the right answer. Now, maybe they were laughing because even though you said the wrong answer, they didn't know the answer either, but you were willing to sacrifice yourself in that moment. That is called a win within yourself. If you don't know the answer and nobody else is raising their hand and you raise your hand and just say something and everyone else is like, oh my God, I can't believe she, you know. Sometimes that's their own insecurities that they did not have, and I'll say it this way, they did not have the balls to answer, and you did so that you can find out what the right answer is. But that is a win for you. That is allowing yourself to take on judgment of others' insecurities. That is not your insecurity. And that is a big part about being authentic within yourself, is realizing that judgment is sometimes on others. And judgment is from the societal expectations, past expectations, family expectations. We all have them. But it's when we can break it free from our mind and our brain and live our authentic life. See, that's what I was talking about in the first part of the show when I was talking a little bit about how my show seemed to line up with conversations that I've had with clients, or even in this coaching group I was in just today. There was a conversation around, I felt I was being judged. And this was not me, but I felt I was being judged. And I kept saying, well, why did you feel you're being judged? And kept going on and on and on. And they were able to break free and go, wait a minute, I was just thinking that because I wasn't following along with everybody else. So who's really judging you? So it's getting deep within that question too. Ask yourself, who is really judging you? If someone's not saying it out loud, are you then internally judging yourself? Are you allowing a past experience or a societal experience to judge yourself? And think about that. How many times have you walked away and said, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Did they say you shouldn't have said that or shouldn't have done that? Or did you say that to yourself? And if you said that to yourself, now who is judging you? You are. And that's one of the, this topic is probably one of the best topics I love working with my clients, is when they get the aha moment and go, oh my gosh, it's me. I'm the one holding myself back. I'm the one judging myself. I just was on a client call last week and I kept saying, who is doing this? Who's saying this? Well, no one. And then I was like, so who's saying it? And they're like, I am. I'm saying it to myself. I'm judging myself. Oh my gosh. I'm the one judging myself. Well, how can we break that cycle? And that's what this show is about. How can you break that cycle of stopping the judgment? One of the ways is to ask yourself, where is this coming from? Is this societal expectation? Is this a past expectation? Is this maybe something from your family or your parents that was an expectation? And if it is something from those lines, then adventure in. How can I break that? How can I stop that judgment? And one of the ways is to start speaking differently to yourself, talking, having those conversations to yourself. What I really was going to bring in here, and I didn't, was a mirror, and show you that when you hold up a mirror for a minute or 2 minutes, this is an exercise I did years ago in coaching, and now I do it in part of my coaching, is to hold a mirror up. Sometimes it's just for a minute, but hold it up for a minute, if you can do 2 minutes, and see how many things come up that are judgmental, that you judge yourself about. And how many of them are you willing to reverse? Because most of the time when we put a mirror up in our face, we're already judging ourselves. Oh my gosh. Look at that. First we start superficial. Look at those lines above my head. Oh my gosh, look how gray my hair is. Oh my gosh, look at the frown lines. Look at this. Those are judgments. But when we can turn around and go, oh my gosh, look at all the wisdom. Oh my gosh, look at that long wisdom line. Oh my gosh. I've got beautiful silver hair. Like the wise witch or the wise wizard. It's when we start speaking those positive and changing that. And whenever someone judges you, if you are somewhere at work or around a relative, it's saying, well, why do you think that way? Why do you think that about me? Or why are you saying that to me? Asking them those questions, taking their judgment, their insecurity, and putting it back on them. Or you walking away going, that wasn't about me. That was about them. And still keeping your head up high. See, most of the time when someone says something that can be judgmental towards us, we take it in and internalize it. It's learning how to turn it around and be like, no, that was their own insecurities. And another part of this is the vulnerability side of this. See, and maybe I should wait until after the next break and talk about that vulnerable piece about judgment and how being vulnerable plays the biggest judgment role within ourselves. And if other people judge about emotions and about vulnerability, that's their own insecurities that they can't be that vulnerable or that emotional, can't tap into that side of them. Because a lot of times that is what judgment is about. Sometimes not about us, it's about them. And sometimes it's about what we've conditioned within ourselves, societal, past, or a family. Family stigmatism. It's a lot of stigmatism around judgment and how we take that on within ourselves and how we can get that out of ourselves. Because you hear it all the time with the big people, is they talk a lot about that. Is I was judged at some point in my life, or I faced this, or I faced that. And we always wonder, how did they let it go? It's easy, but it's not overnight. You've got to continue to practice letting go of societal expectations, letting go of past expectations, letting go of familiar expectations, family expectations. But we are going to go on that second break. And when we come back, I'm going to dive into that vulnerability piece and emotions piece and how we feel judgment before we even step into that side. So you're watching or listening to me, Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And like I said, if you ever want to reach out to me, I know people reach out to me a lot on social media and tell me they watched or listened to one of my podcasts. But the best way to reach out to me is either go to my website, sandybird.com, and get on a connection call. A connection call is always free. And when you get on a connection call with me, and I can put out many people out there that can tell you that I don't charge and I don't try to sell you anything because I want you to want to work with me. I don't want to make you work with me. There's a difference. I want to allow. I don't want to pull or push you. I want you to allow the opening to be your authentic self. Or you can always send me an email, which I enjoy those as well. And I do answer you, as many of you know, when you do reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. But let's go ahead to that second break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you are watching or listening to me on other many platforms out there. You can always, if you can, like and subscribe. If you want, share the topic that I'm talking about. And if you ever want to reach out to me, like I say, connection calls are always free. You can always send me an email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. You can follow me on any social media platform under Sandy Bird. But like I have mentioned, if you want to reach out to me without getting on a connection call and just send me an email, the best way is on sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And I do answer you. And whenever you get on a, or if you want to get on a connection call, I do not try to sell you a program because, like I say, I want this to be something you want, what you're striving for. It's not about me selling anything because I am all about unleashing your authentic self. So if I am selling you something, I'm not being authentic. And my other program, Thriving Through Forgiveness, is you've got to want to thrive. I don't want to work with people who don't want to thrive, who just want to live in that conundrum that they're in. Or if you're ready to find your empowerment within. See, I want to empower you. Say no if a program does not fit for you. So that's why I'm saying connection calls are always free, and I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not going to chase you down and go, you need this. Because if you don't feel you need this, you're just going to waste your money. So that's who I am as a coach. And I have been talking all about judgment and being authentic. And it has to do with expectations of others sometimes and not yourself. It's sometimes societal expectations, past experiences, or self-beliefs, false self-beliefs about ourselves, that I am not worthy enough. And in the beginning of the show, I really told about how recently this has been the topic with clients. And this has been a topic for my own self, is to have an epiphany that I judged my years in my big careers that I had, because I never felt they were good enough. When I come from a line of doctors or dentists or engineers, that me being in retail restaurant management was never good enough in some of my family. But I realized that I still supported a family of five. I still wrote SOPs. I am now trying to create a new form of training for neurodivergent by using Legos. So I have done some amazing things in my life, but because of my own self-sabotaging beliefs, my false beliefs coming from the family and background I did, that what I was doing wasn't good enough. Who was doing the judgment? And this was a conversation I've already brought up that I had with a client last week. Who is judging you? Who really is judging you? What did they say to you? Well, no one said anything to me. So who is really judging you? Oh my God, I am. That was the complete conversation. I just sat there. Who's judging you? What are they saying? Well, they're not saying anything. Oh my God, I'm judging myself. To see that and feel that, I knew tonight was the right topic, because I too recently said, I held on to that judgment in myself. Nobody else was judging. I was judging myself. So that's why this was big. And like I said, after that break, I wanted to talk about the vulnerability piece and emotions. Is sometimes when we are open and honest and being authentic, it's being vulnerable. It's being very vulnerable. Because for me to speak on this podcast and be live in front of people and talk about some of the, most of the topics, all of the topics that I've talked about, it is very vulnerable. To come out and talk about that I was gang raped, and that was my first sexual experience, at first, that was a judgment for me. Oh my gosh, what is people going to think about me when I started coming out about it? Coming from domestic violence, the judgment, when I was pregnant with my first child from a domestic violence situation, what is people going to think of me? Single mom, damaged, ruined, all of that was in my own head. But now I speak about it. And I speak about it at places that you can overcome. Because sometimes the judge is ourselves. We're having the gavel in our hands and guilty. And we're doing it to ourselves. And how can you break those cycles? By just giving people a little piece of it. Speaking about it. And then as you walk away, I nailed it. Celebrating those wins when you can talk about it. Being on, and I'm not saying go out there and get a podcast unless that's what you want to do, but to be on here, and even for me to admit that I had cold mother syndrome to the world, and to talk about some of the things that I even put my own children through, that was vulnerable. And as another parent, did I really at that point care? People just, no, because I'd let that go. I'd already told myself that the way for me to heal is to help others heal. And for my own family and children themselves to listen or to watch me and know that I was being authentic, amazing. Amazing. To talk about some of my medical issues, I haven't discussed it on here, but I do have some. Like, I'm a little bit struggling with my eyesight tonight and realizing that is a vulnerable piece for me because it is part of who I am. And yes, I promote a lot about healing the body, but sometimes this is a vulnerable piece. I had to realize that some of that damage has already been done. There's only so much of it I can heal. But it's being vulnerable in that. And that's where the judgment, like I said, the judgment piece comes from. We judge ourselves more than others judge us. And when others judge us, like, I had, when I started putting some of even my stuff out on social media, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh, I never knew that. And da, 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 and going on and on. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. That was their own insecurities that I had people coming forward telling me I could never say that out loud. I could never tell people that that had happened to me. I could never allow my own child to be on there and say things about me because of what would other people think. That's on them. That's their own insecurities and not secure to tell the world, look, I was just a shitty year, shitty life up until my 40s when I decided to take control of it. I decided to take control of my life. I decided to walk away from the traumas and the all of the self-doubt, the self-talk I was telling myself, the false beliefs that I dealt with. Because it's not just these topics I've just brought up. It's also having multicultural children. Being in a interracial marriage. There was a lot of judgment there. But I realized it was their own insecurities when they would judge me. It was their own insecurities that they couldn't be with someone maybe they want to be with. And that's why this topic for me is such a real topic. Because all that false sense is what I told myself for years. And now I don't. And what steps do I do? Is by telling myself affirmations. By looking at myself in the mirror. And telling myself, that is not who I am. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. My story can change people's lives. My story is uplifting people. My coaching actually helps people become who they want to be. And don't let anyone ever take that away from you. And those are the things I tell myself. So what do you need to start telling yourself so that you can stop the judgment? Or think about that. The next time you want to go for a promotion or a job, what stops you? Well, I'm not good enough. Who says you're not good enough? That's a judgment. That is a judgment you're making on yourself. Unless someone says you're not good enough, but maybe that's because they don't think they're good enough. I really keep hitting my mic. I hope you can't hear that. But that's something that they are thinking amongst themselves. So think about that. Whenever you think like, oh, I'm going to go back to school and get my master's. Why would you want to do that? You're so old. That's their own insecurities. You want to be a laughter yoga leader in the community? What? Why would you want to do that? That's somebody else's judgment on themselves. You play with Legos with people? Somebody else's insecurity, that they don't feel they can be vulnerable enough to be in a room of people and teach them how they can use Legos to get out of their head. You want to do what? A weird concept in businesses? What is that? Because I want to bring engagement by using different techniques, like promoting powerful positivity, Legos, and laughter. And that's what kind of coach I am. And that's what you can do. You can let go of that judgment. For your 56th birthday, you want to go roller skating? What? Yeah, I do. Because I still physically can. And that's your own insecurities not thinking you can physically do that. You want to do all these lavish trips? Yes. That's your own insecurities, not mine. So it's when you start being able to see that those are judgments from others and not judgments on yourselves, on yourself. But when you don't have the willpower within yourself to go for something or talk about something, if you are up, I could go on and on and on, but let me get to that last break. But if any of this resonates to you, and like I said, a connection call is free, and I'm not a sleazy salesperson. I'm not going to try to sell you and tell you you need this, because I don't need you to need. I want you to want to unleash your authentic self, or thrive through forgiveness, or find your empowerment within. So if you ever want to reach out, you can always go to my website, sandybird.com. You can always reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, or follow me on any social media. But let's get to that last break. Thank you for joining me tonight on Emotional Elevator. I am the host here, Sandy Bird.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. I've been talking all about judgment and becoming your authentic self and letting go of the judgment. But first, let me tell you about next week's show. It's Perfectly Imperfect, Breaking Free from the Perfection Trap. That is a great show to join me on, because we all have been in that perfection trap. How to break free of it. But tonight I've been talking all about judgment and how judgment can be a false belief we have with ourselves. It can be a societal expectation, a past expectation, and how to break the cycle of judgment. And how many times in our life, if we want to go for that promotion and we tell ourselves, oh, I'm not good enough, that's a judgment on ourselves. It's insecurity playing in to ourselves. And it's also when others say things to you that are judgmental, that's their own insecurities that they don't see within themselves. And especially when you're out and someone says, ooh, why are you wearing that? Maybe it's their own it is their own insecurities within themselves. And the steps you can take is to is just to affirm yourself. Speak those positive affirmations to yourself. And think about a time in your own life when you have judged yourself, thinking others would judge you. And like I said on tonight's show, I talked a lot about how this was a big topic in this last week with clients, in a coaching group I'm in, and even with myself having an epiphany over my past job experiences and all the incredible things I've done and all the people and even the people I'm coaching that have come from my jobs because of my own vulnerability and how I judged myself. Others didn't judge me. And it's the same thing as a t-shirt that many people, when they run into me, that when I wear it out, when I'm doing a 5K or something, that talks about disability isn't by visibility. And how we judge others by physical appearances. And how the judge is normally ourselves. We are the judge. We are the gavel and the judge going guilty when we don't need to be. So what can you do for yourself when you feel you are judging yourself or feel like you're going to receive judgment? What can you do to affirm yourself and get that judge out of your head, your own judge that's convicted you of a crime you have not committed? And a lot of us come from that when we have been abused, is we become our own judge. I'm not good enough. That is a judge within ourselves. That is a false self-belief. You are judging yourself. And it is something that is a daily practice. What can you do daily to change your inner judge, your inner critic, and unleash your authentic self? So again, thank you tonight for watching, or if you're listening to me, I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. You can always reach out to me, like I said, on any social media platform at Sandy Bird. You can go to my website, sandybird.com. We can get on a connection call. And like I say, those are always free. I'm not going to try to sell you a program. I just want to connect with you, see where I can help guide you in life, where we can work together as a team if you do want to work with me. If you just want to get on a connection call just to have a conversation because one of my shows or this show resonated to you, we can do that. You can always send me an email. Like I say, I always answer more than on social media because sometimes I don't go through those. But if you send me an email, like a lot of people have done, at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, we can just talk about this and figure out who is judging you. You are. And don't let others judge you because of their insecurities, because that's what it is. And stop telling yourself those false beliefs and start living your authentic life, because that's what you are meant to do. And like I said, we are all born on this earth to be joyful and happy and love, not to judge. But someone got a hold of us and started judging us, so now we judge others. And it could have been society, could have been parental, it could be something in our past. But again, that's on us to change that and change and have that positive self-talk. So again, thank you for joining me. This has been a great topic. See you next week on Emotional Elevator.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.